The data comes from the USDA's Census of Agriculture. It's conducted every 5 years. It shows that from 2007 to 2012, Wisconsin lost more than 8,700 farms. Farmland also declined by more than 620,000 acres. Greg Bussler is a Wisconsin statistician with the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service. He says these are preliminary numbers only and that they will know where exactly these declines are occurring and what kind of farmland is lost later this year.
Before people get too excited about some of these numbers is just that we need to look at the May data to fully understand what's going on and the exact impact of everything.
Bussler says an economic breakdown of farms shows that the number of those making less than $250,000 decreased by 20% in Wisconsin. Farms making more than $250,000 saw an increase. Katie Phillips is with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. She says they're not surprised by the numbers.
It's been a trend that's been happening for many years, previous to 2007 as well, and it concerns us deeply. It's really one of the reasons why our organization exists. Wisconsin Farmers Union's mission is to do everything we can to preserve small family farms and rural communities. So this is very distressing.
In 2012, the last year included in the report, Wisconsin had more than 69,000 farms. Brianne Schalso, Wisconsin Public Radio News.